We're always intrigued when a Canadian gravitates towards baseball over the more traditional sport. I was going to say sports, but I guess it's sport, and that's hockey. Michael Krause is one of those guys. Hockey player at all growing up?
Never.
Never?
Every other sport except for hockey.
So why baseball? Or did it just happen?
You know what? Growing up, I wanted to be a professional football player. But at the age of like 11, 12, you know, you start getting on the field a little bit more with baseball. And, you know, I just grew a love to it. And I knew at that age that that's what I wanted to do, and I really focused on baseball.
Well, now, your dad's a professional football player, right?
Yeah, he's ex-CFLer and NFLer.
Yeah.
So the gravitating towards football was pretty natural.
Natural. I mean, you're born into it. You got a football in the crib. You know?
Yeah, of course. Did you play football in high school?
No. That's when I stopped playing football.
Really? Interesting.
And really focused on baseball.
Did you? Was it because you felt you had a better skill set in baseball?
Well, as you know, football in Canada is really tough.
Yeah.
And I knew that I had a better chance playing baseball. And plus, I just grew to love the sport a lot more than football.
You, you've played center field mostly?
Yeah, drafted as a center fielder. And when I came in here, I played a couple years as center, and then I moved to right.
Differences, and do you like it better?
It took an adjustment to get used to right, but... you know, once I got used to right, I felt like it's my natural position now. Center field, you have to cover a lot more ground.
Sure.
Right, not as much. And you get to throw out, I feel like, more guys in right field.
Well, and I've never seen you play, but I'm going to guess that you must have a pretty good arm.
Pretty good arm, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And was that one of the factors that they looked at, I would assume?
Well, I actually had to work on my arm.
Did you really?
A lot, yeah. I mean, I came up as a shortstop, and then... When I was in 11th grade, I got switched to an outfielder, so I had to really to work on my mechanics, and it really helped me with my accuracy and everything.
But you had to have the arm strength, though, even for shortstop, to throw it deep in the hole.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Did you were there players who you kind of modeled yourself on? Were there guys who were, you know, idols, or just guys who you kind of thought their style was the kind of style you wanted to play?
Earlier in my career. Before pro baseball, it was A-Rod and Derek Jeter because I was an infielder.
Yeah.
And then as I moved to the outfield, it switched to Matt Kemp and Stanton and guys like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Did you grow up a Blue Jay fan?
I did.
Did you really?
That's, I mean, that's all I could watch on TV. That's all they would play, was Seattle Mariners and Toronto Blue Jays.
Well, but you had a choice. I was going to mention, if not the Blue Jays, then it could have been the Mariners.
It could have been the Mariners. But, Toronto Blue Jays was on TV most of the time, so I grew up watching them.
And there is a bit of a baseball culture in BC, too, isn't there? Like, there's a bit of, you know, I know the high school game is relatively strong in BC. We've always had players come out of BC. What's, you know, to be a ball player there, are you surrounded by baseball, or is it kind of peripheral?
There's a good amount of baseball players there, and the Team Canada program that, you know, Greg Hamilton has shaped and Ernie Witt has really helped us Canadians, you know, get seen by scouts and different people.
And the season can, depending on where you are in BC, the season can be longer. It can almost be a full 12 months.
No, we start, I would say May.
Not until
May. We gotta give time for that weather to surpass so we can actually get on the field and play some baseball.
No, I get that, but I mean, you know, the weather isn't, I mean, depending on where you are, I mean, if you're in southern BC, mm-hmm. You know, you don't get a whole lot of snow. You can get a bunch of days where you could get out the back. I mean, as a kid, did you get anxious some days when you got those nice spring days in February and get the glove out and start throwing?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you gotta take advantage of those days.
What are your aspirations for this year?
This year, you know, stay healthy. That's one of my biggest goals this year, is stay on the field, because I know if I can do that, you know, I can make some things happen.
Do you have a sense of where you might wind up this year? I know that's they don't decide that necessarily till the end of spring training, but do you have a sense of where your destination is going to be?
You know, I have no idea. I've tried to, you know, guess certain where I'm going to end up after spring training in the years past, and I've just learned to, you know, just go through spring training. You know, work hard, play hard, and then the coaches, they decide where I go.
Do you have a sense when, you know, at minor league spring training, the guys, I would assume the guys around you, you know, the guys you're competing with, essentially for those places?
You do. They group you associated to what team you're on, and you kind of play with the players that you will end up with.
So you're kind of looking around and saying, okay, here's the field. You know?
Exactly.
Now, I don't know if you know this, Brent, but I mean, this is a guy they talk about as being a five-tool guy.
Yes, indeed.
There aren't many of those out there. They don't come along all the time. If there's one of the skills that you feel you need to concentrate most on the way to the big leagues? Mm-hmm. What would it be?
It's got to be hitting.
Is it?
That's, I feel like that's the last tool that you really work on in order to get to the big leagues. And if I can just focus on that and take my ABs and get quality at-bats, I'll do all right.
You hit with some power?
Yes.
A little bit?
Yes.
So power tends to come naturally. Either you can or you can't. So are you working on average?
Average.
Trying to go the other way a little bit?
I feel like power is the last thing to come. You know, you see minor league guys, big league guys that played in the minor leagues, and their home run numbers weren't there in the minor leagues. And they get up to the big leagues, and all of a sudden, you know, they're hitting for power. So, you know, working on barreling stuff up, and then once that happens, the power will come.